doesn't really matter. Do you want some water?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Donald Clark. I was active in the United States Army from 84 to 87. In fact, October of 87. For the first, I did my basic training and schooling, AIT, in Fort Lindenwood, Missouri, in which I completed successfully and was giving orders to do a year over in Korea. I respectively went to Korea, Wijambu, Seoul, Pyeongtaek, so on and so forth, and did extremely well over there. I won Soldier of the Month over there in Korea, and was given orders to come back stateside to do a tour from stateside. I was given orders to go to Fort Meade, Maryland, which is located near D.C., Virginia, and so on and so forth. After arriving in Fort Meade, Maryland, I was there for about a year and a half, if not a little longer, a little less, I don't know. However, and at the time, I was the second highest ranking man in the squad. I had a Sergeant Arnold who was the squad leader, and at this time, Sergeant Arnold was due to take leave, so he took 30 days leave, which I was slotted to be the next squad leader, next man in ranks. On this particular day, which was Halloween of 1987, Halloween Eve of 87, we had formation, things went well. Later that night, I had a friend, Tim, who was going out. He went out with his girlfriend, and I guess they went out, and she was being promiscuous. I don't know the insides to the story. However, he became kind of hurt and told her that she was, being something other than herself. And he told her he loved her that much that he would kill himself. Well, I think no one took that in consideration, that he may have been feeling some type of way. So he told her he was leaving. He leaves the club. They went to the club. And he gets back to the dorm. And on this particular night, it's going into Halloween Day. He's knocking at his door relatively loud and making obnoxious noises in the hallway and so on and so forth. So I had to intervene. Considering that I was a squad leader, I had soldiers that they'd be up in a few hours for formation. I stepped out in the hallway and addressed the young lady whom had been knocking at his door and screaming through the door and this and that other. And I told her, excuse me, ma'am, with all due respect, you're being very loud and obnoxious out here, and I have soldiers that has to be up in the morning. So what I'm going to have to ask you to do is either leave the dorm area or I'll do the right thing and have the MPs come remove you. She said, no, that won't be necessary, so she leaves. She's leaving. Upon her leaving, I observe her. Look at the costume she had on. She's wearing a costume of the devil. She has a pitchfork, the tail, the whole nine yards. Anyway, make a short story shorter. He leaves. She leaves. And I go back into my room. And then I'm sitting there about 10 more minutes, and he's playing his music relatively loud. So I go knock on his door. I tell him, listen, this is Clark. Can you come to the door a second? He opens the door. I said, what's up, Clark? I said, man, everything's well. How you doing? He said, I'm doing fine. So on and so forth. I said, you gonna be all right? He said, yeah, I'll be all right. So So I was asking if we can turn the music down. He said no problem, turn it down. So I think nothing of it. I go in my room, go to sleep, wake up next morning. I was the first squad, third platoon, first squad leader. First sergeant gives the commander report. I report 11 men present, one man out of ranks. He tells me to report. So I break ranks, do the proper movements, report to the first sergeant. Special Clark reports as ordered. First sergeant, he said, Special Clark, where is your soldier? I don't know, first sergeant. He said, well, you don't know? Well, you better damn well better go find him. Well, I went in and got the master key from the office. Went up to his room, stuck the master key in his room. What I seen was something that I didn't want to see, but he was hanging, face discolored, mouth poked out, arms, looked like he had, I was like, wow. So I rushed out of the building, ran downstairs, and I couldn't even get it out to the first sergeant what I had seen. So he's like, calm down. Tell me what you seen. I couldn't get it out still. So he calls over the captain and lieutenant, whatever. And three more soldiers, they take us back upstairs. And they got him hanging there. He's hanging there. And they asked us to cut him down. Well, when we cut the guy down, we lay him flat on the floor and his arms raised up. I hauled ass. I ran. And then maybe 3-4 hours later, they called me back into the captain's office and say, Clark, you all right? I said, yeah, but, just taking a toll on me. He was like, well, just take the rest of the day off. Well, I took that for 3 days, then I couldn't take it no more. So from that point, one night, I packed my stuff up. About 3 days later, packed my stuff up. I was out of there. Turned myself in 30 days later. Told him, yeah, I'm Donald Clark, Special Clark from Bravo Colonel Delta Company, 44th Engineers, 11th Engineer or something. It was either 44th, it was Bravo, 44th. So it might have been Delta Company, 11th Engineer. Anyway, make sure the story shorter. I turned myself in, told him who I was, my situation, how it happened, what made it happen, so on and so forth. Well, considering...
Okay.